Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And podcasts you'll love.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, where Wednesday is Mug Day with $7 Cousin Cocktails. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. For 75 years, NCMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Number two of the program, welcome back. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Another keyword coming up here in about 20 minutes or thereabouts. Chance to win $1,000 at the bottom of the hour. We'll head to Chicago, catch up with our friend David Kaplan, ESPN 1000, and of course NBC Sports Chicago. That's sponsored by our friends at Centurion Stone of Iowa. Well, it's been a while since we talked to our upcoming guest, CJ Moore, covers college basketball for The Athletic, and good to catch up with him again. CJ, Trent Condon, my name's Ken Miller. Thanks for coming back on here in Des Moines. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well. Trying to keep up, and I can only imagine what it's like for you and other guys in your profession that cover college basketball with this transfer portal and who's coming, who's going, who's making themselves eligible for the NBA draft but not hiring an agent. It's a crazy time for you guys and gals, is it not?
Yeah, especially when you're put in charge of handling transfer portal rankings and fit rankings, and it never ends. So I'm looking forward to those deadlines coming here soon.
Well, the whole, it became a huge topic, NIL. Not that it wasn't a topic, CJ, but since it hit close to home with the Tyrese Hunter, I think now that, most folks were, I don't know where they were as far as college athletes and compensation. I want to believe that they were okay with it, but I know that's not the case entirely. But I don't think, at least I didn't, see what the amount of money that was going to be out there. You know, I thought name, image, and likeness was to, an autograph signing at a Shields or, do a radio commercial for a restaurant. We'll give you a few hundred dollars. Nowhere in hell did I see this getting to the six figures that we're at right now. Will this be regulated at some point, do you think, or will it remain the bonanza it is for some of these college athletes?
The NCAA will probably try to do something to regulate it some. I don't mind a free-for-all because I don't know that the NCAA can really regulate, and you might as well just, hey, kids getting paid is not the worst thing. If they're getting paid a little bit more than we thought, whatever. I also think at some point the market will kind of calm down a little bit. So, right now you've got, rich guys, rich businessmen throwing money into a quote-unquote collective or however they're, getting the money to the players. But, let's say you're one of those guys who is trying to support Marquette, just for example. And Marquette has had just some, five mediocre seasons in a row, and you're seeing, well, my money's not really going, doing that much. Like, why do I keep pumping money into this collective? So maybe eventually it calms down a little bit. But right now I do think, people are trying to have their influence and help their schools be able to get the players that they think can, maybe help them win a championship. So it's going a little nuts right now.
Your perspective on the Tyrese Hunter news. It came as a shock here. A guy that had a great freshman campaign, was kind of a building block of the future of what T.J. Otzelberger is building there. And then the NIL has been at least a part of this that people have talked about. It was a surprise here. Was it a surprise to you, though, or are you just almost kind of numb to it? Any name that goes in the portal, in a way, you're almost expecting it.
I was surprised because if you, I follow the portal closely because of, like I said, me and Sam Vecini do our transfer rankings, and there aren't many Tyrese Hunters in the portal as far as guys that were on real high major winners that had a huge role that are transferring, because usually those schools are taking care of those kids. And not to say Iowa State wasn't, but, you know, it seems from just talking to people and asking around that, and I, you know, as you guys alluded to, I think this was like an NIL type deal where, hey, you can probably go make more money somewhere else. And that way I can't like really blame a player if he's going to have an opportunity to go play on another good team and make more money. If somebody comes and if another company comes and says, hey, CJ, you can make more money and write for a better outlet. Are you going to take that job? Well, yeah, probably, right? Like you're going to consider it. So, you know, I'm sure there's, if you're Iowa State, there's probably some anger in the tampering department. Yep. I'm sure there was some tampering going on or what have you. But that one did surprise me just because, like, I do think it's a bit of an outlier. And that, yeah, there's a ton of guys in the portal, but there aren't many Tyrese Hunter type guys in the portal.
I'm not saying this about Hunter specifically, but have you guys have you figured out how those contacts, those tampering contacts, are being made? It seems like the high school coach might be the outlet, or maybe the behind the scenes person, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh yeah. It's usually like the grassroots coach. It's the people that are connected to the player.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, college coaches talk to those guys all the time.
Right.
So it's not necessarily tampering, and that just like those discussions happen all the time. And, you know, I'm sure it's thrown out that, hey, if my guy went in the portal, would you be interested? You know, what are they supposed to say? No.
Right.
Like they probably would. Like when you're talking about a guy at the level of Tyrese Hunter, yeah, you know, yeah, we'd be interested if you were to go in the portal. Sure. Like, why wouldn't we be? So, I understand how those things happen. And like I said, I don't think the Tyrese Hunters will happen a ton. Now at the mid-major level, it is. And, you know, that's a struggle for those schools. But even a lot of the best mid-major guys that are leaving, their coach left. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think it's as crazy as the numbers make it out to be, but, the Hunter situation was one that, yeah, it caught my attention, and I think it surprised a lot of people, and just that he was what that team was built around, right? Like,
yep.
He was the foundational piece. He was going to be the go-to guy next year and only see his role increase, and so you didn't see that coming.
Another guy in the transfer portal right now, sounds like a little longer decision in front of him, but with the connection to Iowa, among the finalists for Utah Valley transfer, Fadaz Amok. What can you tell us as you keep a close eye on the portal? How good do the Hawkeyes have chance to land the big man from Utah Valley?
Yeah, he's got a lot of schools after him, I know. Sam did the evaluation on him, and so I haven't watched the tape on him. But I know he's one of the most productive big guys in the portal. But because of that, there's a lot of schools after him. So, you know, some of these lists that come out, it's like these players, you know, like there was one yesterday. I can't even remember.
It was unbelievable.
I saw that kid. It was like 50 schools.
Right.
Oh, it was a kid from Washington State.
Yeah. He averaged 8 and 5.
Yeah. It's, I think, 35 schools on his list. So, I mean, the interest is there for these guys. And he's one that, I mean, has a long list of suitors. I think Texas Tech, Texas, are included in his. So, I mean, Iowa, I'm sure, has a shot. You know, you got to – what Iowa can sell is, hey, look at what our last two big guys did.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a good selling point for the Hawkeyes. But, yeah, there's plenty of competition when there's a guy like that in the portal.
CJ, I was talking to a former college coach yesterday, and he mentioned the people that he still talks to in the business. One of the things that is changing, of course, with the transfer portal is the trickle-down effect to the high school level and not offering as many kids scholarships, keeping more scholarships available, and that trickle-down continuing where you're seeing less guys get D1 offers, you're seeing guys not get the major conference offers. Again, unintended consequences, we talk about that a lot. How big of an impact is it making right now in just the high school recruiting?
No, I think they're right, you know, hit the nail on the head there. One thing that's adding to the challenge for the high school guys is the COVID, you know, an unintended consequence of the COVID year. You've got all these guys with extra year of eligibility. Well, the number of scholarships aren't going up, right? Like everybody still just got the 13 scholarships. So I do think the opportunities for high school guys are more limited, and you're not like, all right, let's say you're going to take a kid and you're like, okay, he's a developmental project, but we think in 2-3 years, he can turn into a guy that impacts our program. Well, in 2-3 years, if he's not getting run when you're a high major team, he's probably going to transfer out. So that's, you know, why take a guy like that? Like if I've talked to coaches at the high major level who say like, if we have a freshman coming in who's not going to play right away, we probably shouldn't take him. Unless that, like, we know everybody in his circle is really, 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 really bought into, you know, the developmental process and the timeline, because most of these guys want to play right away.
Have you heard anything? Maybe wait for the official that he's in the portal. But AJ Green's a name, of course, his teammate Noah Carter, former teammate, now leaves Jacobson's program, goes to Missouri. But AJ Green went through senior day with an opportunity to come back a couple of years of eligibility remaining for him. Are you hearing anything on AJ Green?
I haven't heard any rumblings. I mean, last year when his dad took the job at Iowa State, I figured he was about to be a cyclone.
Right.
But, you know, that didn't happen. I do think there'll still be some. I talked to a coach yesterday who told me he thought some big names will still pop into the portal. I think we've got like 10 days left of guys before they have to announce that they're in it. So. You know, we can maybe see some big names. He would be a big one for sure. But I can't say I've heard anything on him.
Well, let's get into the news of what's happening right now. And the news of this morning, Kofi Coburn going to depart. Again, it goes full circle. NIL opportunities were still going to be there for him to make some money if he decided to stay in Champaign. But instead, he's going to go on, give it a shot in the NBA. Kofi, boy, if he would have came around a quarter century ago, he would have been probably a top five pick. Here he is. On the fringes of being drafted.
After his freshman year.
Oh, absolutely. Just your thoughts on him and the evolution. A guy like that, that is just so dominant, not having a place maybe in the NBA.
Yeah, it's guys like that are what I think is maybe most valuable in college right now, because they're going to stick around longer than they would have in the past. Sure. Like, it might have behooved him to stay another year and get that in. I mean, he would have had the NIL opportunities, right? Like, he's a first-team All-American, you know, becoming a legend at Illinois. Like, he could have made really, really, really good money coming back. He might be costing himself money, like, next year by going pro. He might have been able to make more at Illinois, like, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Oscar Tshiebwe is about to come back to Kentucky. I'm pretty confident in that. And there's a guy that would have... that's going to make more Kentucky than he probably would have made if he had gone to the NBA or tried to go to the NBA, because he's a throwback big guy like Kofi, who just, there isn't as much a place in the NBA as there is, but there is a place in college, and those guys can be really, really productive and really good players in college basketball. So I'm actually working on a story that will come out probably in about the next month or so about how, like, those are guys that, like, you should probably target, because they're going to stick around a little bit longer. And now, because of NIL, that's the, like, good side of NIL.
Yeah,
like, you can keep a guy like Oscar around in college longer, and it's an incentive to stay around in college longer, because, hey, you can make really good money. And, like, there's a guy that could use the money. Like, his family could use it. He was trying to bring his mom over this past year. Like, if he can use that money to, like, you know, get his family here, then that's great. Like, that's the good. Like, it's not all negative, you know. I think sometimes we portray this as, like, negative. You know, some of it's really positive. It's great to see these guys be able to benefit from their name, image, likeness.
You know, CJ, I was under the impression that he can't get paid because he's not an American.
Yeah, there was that. And Kentucky had had to figure that out, but they have there's been some loopholes I think that they've been able to figure out there.
Kentucky so, found loopholes, CJ?
Yeah. Hopefully whatever they did, other, you know, guys that are not American citizens mm-hmm. will be able to kind of follow that model. Hopefully they've kind of laid the blueprint there.
I hope you're right, because I mean there's Canadians dotting seemingly mm-hmm. most every roster.
Yeah, there are all kinds of them out there, and not just them, the Canadians, but any international student.
Absolutely.
And an opportunity, obviously, to cash in. Talk with CJ Moore right now. You can find his work at The Athletic. He's got transfer portal rankings right now that commits the top 20 fits out there.
Number one on that list.
Oh, it's a big one, certainly. And, you know, it's so fun watching this. It's also, in a way, has this helped college basketball be part of the national conversation more? You know, usually at this point, you put the Final Four to bed and it's over.
Yeah,
and it's over until November. Now, this thing is extended out so much further. In a way, could you say this is turning into a good thing for college basketball?
I do think the interest is something that's a positive. Like, you know, the NBA, for example, I think there's people that pay more attention sometimes to free agency than they do even the games, right? Like that, you know, just what generates reads and interest and clicks. Like it's a lot of times it's the free agency and who's going to go where. And so I don't think it's all negative for college basketball. Like I do think there's interest there and fans like the dream and, you know, try to figure out, okay, what can our team look like this year? Well, you know, like Iowa State's a great example of a team that really can turn it around in a year. Like, you know, the transfer portal turned them around in a year this past season. So that part of it is good, and I don't think it's all bad. I'm with you that it has generated some interest in the sport, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
I'm with you. It'll never reach the NFL status, but the longer we're talking about it, I think it's good for the game as well. My last thing for you, CJ, I know there's a lot of Iowa State fans seemingly are in unison on this, wondering when the shoe is going to drop on Bill Self. I tell him to, you know, tap the brakes, because I think they're setting themselves up for disappointment. I don't think it's going to be as severe as some do. Where are you?
Yeah, I think the NCAA and, you know, the IARP has made it so that they don't want to penalize players who had nothing to do with it, whatever, you know, whatever the transgressions were. So I think, you know, you're probably going to see a suspension coming for Bill Self and Curtis Townsend, his assistant that was involved. But if you pull back and look at it, like, do they really have that smoking gun? I don't know that they do. So is it possible they get a postseason ban? It's possible, but I wouldn't bet on it at this point because of the way that they've seemed to handle these other cases.
CJ Moore joining us. Last thing, CJ, speaking of Kansas, of course, you know him well. He wrote a book about their championship, the previous one to this one. The new Big 12, as we look to the future when Texas and Oklahoma depart, they did really well in a basketball league that has, over the last decade, been the best in college basketball. Future still looks certainly bright on the basketball floor. What do you think of the new Big 12 we're going to see?
Yeah, I like it from a basketball perspective. If they could have brought in Memphis instead of Central Florida, I would have liked that a little better. Just because I don't give a crap about football. I just don't care. So, you know, I think Houston is going to continue to be really, really good as long as the Samsons are there. Mm-hmm. I think even when Kelvin steps down, I think Kellen will be able to keep it rolling. I mean, Houston next year is going to be a title contender. Like, that's one of the best mm-hmm. five teams in college basketball coming back. Speaking of transfer portal, I'm pretty sure they're going to get the big kid at La Tech, who's one of the highest kids in our rankings. So they're going to be really, really good going forward. You know, a lot of times you look at these programs and you look who their coach is, and I think Mark Pope is a really good coach and going to have BYU in a good spot here these next few years. And then Wes Miller at Cincinnati, I think, is another up-and-coming coach. I think Cincinnati did good hiring him, and that's a program with some success in the past. So I think the league did well from a basketball perspective, getting, you know, three schools that should continuously, you know, compete for NCAA tournament spots. And, you know, in the case of Houston and maybe even BYU and Cincinnati, maybe, you know, down the road be competing for Final Fours.
CJ, enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for doing this for us. Appreciate The Athletic. Trent and I, both subscribers, couldn't be without it. It is a great destination. Thank you, CJ Moore. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully Cyclones can go find them another Tyrese Hunter.
Well, they think A.J. Green is coming, yeah. So watch out for that one.
I love him. So if that was the case, that'd be a good get, because he's a really, really fun player. I think I had him probably higher than I should have in my guard rankings last year, just because I love watching him play. So
yeah, that'd be a good one. That big kid you referenced, Kent Lofton Jr., right? That's who you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's not Kenny Lofton, the ball player's kid, is it?
No.
I didn't think
different
so.
Build.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally different. This is, he's thick. Good stuff. Thank you, CJ. Appreciate it.
All right. See
ya. Yep, good to talk to you. We'll take our final break. No, we got two more breaks, but Cappy is next. In fact, he just texted me. He's ready to go.
All right.
We'll get him on the other side. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.
Time for $1,000 home run. That's what we're doing right now. What you do is you go to KXNO.com, and the keyword for this hour is work. Work at KXNO.com. Your opportunity to win $1,000. Coming back on the other side with Cappy as we continue here. It's KXNO.
You're listening to Des Moines Sports Station. 106.3 KXNO.
The NBA playoffs mean next level basketball. Get down on the first round of action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 on any team to win. You'll get $150 in free bets instantly. Doesn't matter what happens, you win no matter what.
All DraftKings customers can also bet on the NBA hoops with those same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Each day of the first round, you get a risk-free bet of up to $10 if your same game parlay doesn't hit. You hit again yesterday?
Yeah, two in a row, four over the last week. We're getting hot. We'll tell you about that a little bit later in the hour. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code KXNO. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win during the first round of the playoffs, and you'll get $150 in free bets instantly. Promo code KXNO at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Breaking news, A.J. Green announces he's entering the transfer portal.
Oh, there it is. How about that for timing?
We shall see the destination. Is he in the car now, headed to Story County?
I think so. Probably safe to say. He'll see what else is out there, and ultimately, he'll be getting his mail in AM. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem?
For one, for podcasting.
Do you remember the last walk-off homer to win the World Series? It's been a while, but the answer is 1993. Do you know when Wolf Roofing started roofing houses? That's right, 1993. Wolf Roofing has been around for a long time. For your next roofing project, put the experience of Wolf Roofing on your side. Find them on the web at wolfroofing.net or give them a call at 515-225-8866. Or online, Wolf Roofing.
Conditions apply.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. Right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-NO.
Hi, Miller and Condon, welcome back. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Didn't want to play the Chicago song too long.
No, it was. I didn't have it loaded up here. That was bad work out of me. Don't have it in the right computer. Have it in the left one.
Well, and that song I would have let play too long, and we are late with Cappy,
yes,
so
yes.
Let's get to him. We don't want to keep waiting any longer. Sponsored by Centurion Stone of Iowa. Bulls, Bucks tonight, Cap. You know what? As I go back to Sunday, first of all, thank you, as always, for coming on. Man, there was that period of time, it was like 75, 74, seemingly forever. Neither team could make a shot. Cap, the Bulls had a chance to steal game one.
They did. First of all, I love being on with you guys, so great to be with you. Yes, they had every chance to steal that game, which leads me to believe they're not going to get one in this series. I hope I'm wrong. I'm not saying that with, you know, malice in my heart. I say it with a heavy heart because that's my Bulls. I love that team. I just look at the way Milwaukee defends, and until the Bulls prove to me that they can find a seam in that defense, get into the paint, kick to the wing, make open jump shots, and get DeMar and Zach going, I just don't know how you beat that team. I thought they drew the worst possible matchup that they could have gotten for the skill set of the talent the Bulls currently have.
The Bucks are the favorites in the East. How significant is it? You watch that Celtics next series in Game 2 tonight. Oof. That should be a great one, too. How much of a favorite in your mind are the Bucks to come out of the East?
I mean, that's my pick. Now, I picked them to play Phoenix in the final again, but then Devin Booker strains his hamstring last night, and they lose at home to an okay New Orleans team. Let's not kid ourselves. Brandon Ingram's a hell of a player, but, I mean, really? He lost at home? Really? That surprised me. And if he's hurt, then it changes the complexion of the series. I just don't see who's beating Milwaukee because Giannis is so dominant. Lopez is such a great secondary big, and then they have enough guys to defend Kyrie Irving, for example. If they have to play Brooklyn, you're telling me that using Drew Holiday and then Wes Matthews, that they can't at least slow him down? I'm not saying you're going to stop the guy. I just think Milwaukee's a real nightmare matchup if they're healthy. Now, if they suffer an injury, then all bets are off.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to see Holiday on that matchup defensively for him. Going to be worth the price of admission. You know, Cap, why I give the Bulls, and I'm with you, I don't think that they're going to win the series. In fact, I'd be surprised if they win a game. Having said that, DeRozan can't shoot as poorly as he did in Game 1. Cap, there was a period of time during the regular season that we talked about on our show with you, that this kid essentially couldn't miss. There was, you know, 3, 4, 5 games in a row where he was just, I mean, hitting every single shot and seemingly from the same spot. He's got to be better tonight, doesn't he?
He does if he can get to said spots that he likes. He is a mid-range jump shooting guy. Zach likes to shoot, whether it's pull-up three, he also likes to attack the rim. Well, when he does that, he's got either Holiday or Matthews, somebody, Chris Middleton, that does a really good job defensively on him. And then when he gets to the rim, if he can get past Giannis, here comes Lopez as a secondary defender. Like, they've got all of the qualities of a championship team. You need somebody to come off the bench and make a shot, they'll give you Connaughton. You need somebody, because Giannis is being doubled, to make a big basket, oh, we'll show you Chris Middleton. Oh, I need two defensive guys to slow down your perimeter guys. I'll give you Drew Holiday, and I'll give you Wesley Matthews. They are really, really deep, really well coached, and really, really good. If they're going to steal one of the Bulls, it was Sunday. I can't believe Milwaukee's going to turn it over 21 times and shoot 40.5% again.
So it sounds like you're laying the 10 with the Bucks tonight.
That's the number?
Yeah.
10.5, actually, and I actually think I'm going to take the 10. I'm going to watch the game tonight with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams.
Nice.
A whole group of us are going to dinner at Chicago Cut, and we're going to watch the game. And I think I'm going to play the game and take the 10.5. I don't think it's a blowout. I think the Bulls really come to compete. I just will be surprised if they win.
Did they do your morning show from the ESPN Chicago studios?
They did. They flew in last night. They did their show. Then they did my show. Then we all did a presentation with the sales staff. Now they're at Lou Malnati's eating pizza.
Nice.
Then they're doing the Waddle and Sylvie show that is preempted because of the White Sox doubleheader. So they're going to do it on Twitch. Then have a meeting with all our partners there, and then they're meeting all of us at Chicago Cut.
It's a great day
for them.
It really is. Where is Chicago Cut, Cap? It's not the Viagra Triangle, is it? I'm trying to picture where it is.
No, it is on LaSalle and the north side of the Chicago River. And, I mean, in the summer, you sit on their patio. It's insane. Tonight will just be a blast as well. It's my favorite restaurant in the world.
be a fun night, no doubt about it. David Kaplan joining us. Well, you mentioned the White Sox. They got a doubleheader. They're off to an early lead here in the AL Central. Twins slow start. Tigers, maybe the dark horse, haven't been great certainly at this point. Does it already feel, as we sit here on 420, it's cruise control for the White Sox in that division?
Yeah, you celebrating 420 today, Trent?
Ken is.
I will.
Join the club.
Yeah, attaboy.
So I still think they're going to win the World Series if they're healthy. I still think they have an amazingly talented team, and I think they've kept a couple of arrows in their quiver. Is that the right way to say it? And that if Rick needs to make a deal in July, he has the payroll ability to do so, the luxury tax ability to do so, and the prospect capital to make a deal to get that done and push them over the hump. I just think they're great. Abreu, great hitter. Tim Anderson, outstanding. Yeah. You don't even have Moncada back. You don't have Lance Lynn. You don't have your opening day starter, Lucas Giolito. They've got a lot still sitting out, and they are still an outstanding team. And I just believe Tony La Russa, before he hangs them up, he committed to do it for 3 years when he took the job a year ago. This is year two. I promised everyone in Chicago who was up in arms. Now I got all the players coming out going, that's our guy. He's the greatest. We had no idea he was this good a manager, and he's so awesome to all of us. Now they love him, and I promised everyone he's going to win the World Series here. Just mark it down.
Yeah, got a heck of a roster, man. They're just to get through whoever comes out of the National League, whether it's L.A. or the Mets are off to a good start. I still think this Padres team's got a chance to get going as well. Cap, let's go to the north side. This time last week when we spoke, Patrick Wisdom, I believe, was hitting 049. 0.49. Since then, he goes to Colorado, and he gets, the team, and he got it just on a heater, and it's continued on. Hit a long home run on Monday night, followed that up with another one last night. Has he kind of come out and said what was behind the slow start, and what, if anything, he did differently to get going on this heater that he's on right now?
He hasn't changed anything. He just shows up. He said, I show up every day. I go through my pregame routine. I just work hard, and, hopefully things will work out. And the other night, it was Monday night. I'm watching the game. It's early, and I said to my wife, you're going to need a bazooka to get one out of Wrigley tonight. It's so cold. And then, bam! And, I mean, that thing was 25 rows deep in the bleachers.
Can I stop you for a second?
Annihilated.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I stop you for a second, Cap? I thought that somebody caught the ball. Did you see that in the stands?
Yeah. Guy made, where the
exit. An exit, yeah.
Back of the bleachers. He one hand made the catch, leaning over, reaching over. It was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. And I'm surprised they didn't talk about it in the broadcast, but I knew you were coming on Wednesday, and I thought I was going to ask, I'm going to ask Cap if anybody made a big deal. It was a remarkable catch by a fan.
Yeah. It was crazy.
So where are you on this team, Cap? Steele had a disappointing outing. He's been good, don't get me wrong. Last night was, they got to him early, right? Where are you on the start, on the team overall? About what you thought, you said they were going to be a little bit better. I think there's a chance they flirt with 500 when it's all said and done.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think that Jed is in the mindset, at least not right now, of, I should trade that guy and trade that guy and move that guy. I think he truly wants to let this team play, maybe tinker a little bit and add something on. He's got tons of payroll room. But I'm very bullish over the next 2 to 3 years on the Chicago Cubs. They have to be active in free agency next winter. They have to continue to develop their young kids. I'm not telling you they're a 92-win ball club. They're not. Not as currently constructed. But they're also not a 69 to 72 win club, like so many people have said. They suck. They're going to win 65 games. No, they're not. They are a talented group of hitters. The vibe in that room is a lot better than it was a year ago. And the people have to let go of the players that got traded. They're not here anymore. And by the way, how about this? Seiya Suzuki has more home runs than Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo combined.
As you call him, Roy.
Roy, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Indeed. Miley's going to come back at some point, right? I mean, is he close, Cap, do you know?
He started throwing again. I don't think he's close because he hasn't been up on the mound, and I mean cutting it loose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking he's 3 weeks to a month away. But we'll see. Maybe it'll be quicker. But that's what I'm thinking. By the way, did you like the I know you see the recap video.
I do, yeah.
Did you like my Saya sweatshirt?
I did. And you know the other sweatshirt I liked too was the 120 sweatshirt.
That, aren't those cool?
That's awesome, Cap. That really was.
I'm actually, as soon as I hang up with you guys, I'm going to work out and I'm going to Obvious Shirts because I already ordered it, paid for it. I'm picking it up on my way home, the 120. It is the clock scoreboard on a green sweatshirt. It's amazing.
No, it looks terrific. Really does. Yes, and your Saya stuff as well. Really good. Cap, listen, have fun tonight, Chicago Cut. We will talk to you in a week's time, David Kaplan. If not before, something pops up, you know, we'll reach out to you.
Love being on with you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, take care, Cap. Good to talk to you. David Kaplan from Chicago. You see that 120, the clock?
I didn't see that one, no.
The Wrigley clock? It's really cool.
I saw the Suzuki one, but I hadn't seen that one.
No, it's a really good look. By the way, still an opportunity for the 11 o'clock keyword at KXNO.com. It's work. KXNO.com. Do we have time to read AJ Green's statement?
Yeah, go ahead.
After talking with friends and family, I've decided to enter the NBA draft with the full intent to pursue my childhood dreams of playing professionally. I will also be entering the transfer portal. This will allow me to gather as much information as I can in order to make the best decision for my future. Returning to you and I will remain an option for me as well. And he goes on to thank everybody. So that was AJ Green's statement. He is in the portal. He plans to play professionally, so he's going to put his name, get that feedback, and we'll see where it goes.
Betting favorite, Iowa State.
I think, yep.
Second choice.
You and I?
Or would you say, just say,
is
the
Is he
field.
A pro? I don't think he is.
No. Physically, that quickness doesn't feel like it's there.
Uh-huh.
How much can that improve after the hip surgery, obviously 2 years ago? No, I'm not there yet. I know there's people out there that really like him. We talked to CJ Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He really likes him, too. And there's NBA people that really like him. I don't see it right now, though.
Boy, he's gotten bigger since his friend. I mean, he's put on some muscle. Mm-hmm. Circus Sports sponsors Trent Play of the Day. That is next. Miller and Condon on Des Moines Sports Station. 106 back.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. Right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's time for Trent's Pick of the Day. Brought to you by Circus Sports Iowa. Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, final, minute or so of the program. Centurion Stone of Iowa sponsors Cappy. Forgot to mention that. We'll tell you more about them tomorrow. In our waning seconds, Trent, what are you doing today or tonight?
We got three in the baseball realm. Two underdogs. Give me the Cardinals plus 129 against Alcantara in game 1, 541st pitch. Also, give me Houston against Ohtani tonight. Getting plus 120 there. I'll lay it with Seattle tonight, minus 140. And I'm going to lay it with the Bucks tonight. I'm playing the 10. I'm going opposite Cappy here. They had their opportunity. They let it get away.
Yep.
I think the Bucks throttle the Bulls tonight.
Laying the lumber, the 10.5. Good stuff. That's going to do it for us here today. But we'll be back tomorrow. Matt Manasseran amongst our guests tomorrow. NFL Draft Conversation with Manasseran. Murph and Andy coming up in an hour and 5 minutes. The Fanatics at 3. Hawk Central tonight at 6. Miller and Condon. We're here weekdays from 10 until noon on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO.